We would like to welcome you back to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I am Chef Jonathan Fraser.
And I am Darren Howlett. Thank you for joining us on our ongoing culinary exploration of the food culture of the Comox Valley and Vancouver Island.
We are here to interview the people that make our food, showcase their talent, skill, and passion.
Our goal is to talk to as many farmers, chefs, and food producers to tell their story.
And have a little fun.
So welcome back to the Edible Valley. We're sitting down today with Ivan from ivanstruffles.com.
Hello.
Good to have you in here, Ivan.
Welcome, Ivan. we're here to talk about truffles and homemade artisan truffles.
Chocolate confections.
Great. So, I don't know, let's start at the beginning. Let's give everybody a little background on you.
Yeah. Tell us about yourself, where you came from and how you got here.
Well, I grew up in the Ottawa Valley and then quickly moved to Toronto, where I followed a fruitless passion of chefdom.
Right.
Not so much fruitless, I should say. It just wasn't for me.
Right.
I loved it for a while, but it ate me. And I had the privilege of working for one of two master French chefs in Canada, Didier Leroy. And I took mentorship under him and learned a lot about French food and language and culture and a lot of philosophy, which I could have done without. But it was good. And his brother, Sylvain Leroy, is a master chocolatier, and he does a lot of work with Valrhona cooking schools, and he was the coach for the American chocolate world team for the right. Bocuse d'Or and the Culinary Olympics, and now he's one of the judges.
Wow.
And he used to come in and do our dessert menus, so I was very lucky in terms of exposure to kind of like fine craft of chocolate manipulation, and
right.
And I liked it, and I liked that other people really liked it. And so I started playing around a bit, and when I moved to Vancouver about 2 years ago, I wanted a change. I divorced cooking in the hot kitchen and kind of went into a small business program at Vancouver Community College, and teacher gave us a challenge to open a business. So
wow.
I said, well, I have about $80 to my name, and I'm going to see what I can do with ivanstruffles.com. So I just started playing around. I was lucky enough to meet a lot of people that were good with graphics and good with labels and branding and logos. And
so has this been a continuous effort since then? You didn't really stop. You just sort of kept it going. And
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just gypsied around with it.
Right.
Yeah. So now I'm here in the Comox Valley.
Right.
Happier than a pig and whatever.
Right.
Close to so much agriculture and people that are really like in tune with agriculture and love food on a deep, deep level.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's thrilling.
Yeah, it is. It is. And when you were talking about chefs, I think that's one of those key things that you find that the chefs, the love of food and the love of whatever. I think that chefs in general are very giving people. Because the whole reason that, like, I've found, at least, one of the main reasons that they get into being a chef is because they've found, you know, the fantastic food or the resource or the what have you. But it's all about the sharing. Like, that's what makes you want to become a great chef is the fact that you want to share it with everybody. You're like,
you want
watch
people
how
to experience
I'm
going to
make
that.
This amazing for everybody, you know. It's not that you want to make it amazing for yourself. I mean, sure, there's a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I found more and more in the food industry. I grew up in the food industry thinking that they were all grouchy bastards because, you know, I just worked with a couple of grouchy chefs from early on that probably weren't where they really weren't supposed to be in that industry. And the more I found in that the sort of, I wouldn't call it a renaissance, but really there's been a big change, a sea change, at least on this coast over the last 20-something years. And you find now the people that are really behind most restaurants or whatever are just people passionate about, not just passionate about food, but also that eagerness to share, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great. So it doesn't surprise me, knowing what I know about you, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, you had that chef's background and then here you are again, still, you know, not out of the industry, but you just wanting to share amazing food with.
Tweaked. It's much lazier of me. It's a lot less work.
Right.
I guess. But yeah, it's, yeah, you're right. It's a nice way of putting it, sharing.
Yeah.
It's all about sharing. And there's a nice community feel here in the Valley. And
there is.
Definitely passionate people.
I love the fact that you've brought your truffles into work a few times and they disappear.
I've never
instantly.
Seen this.
Yes. Oh, I have some here.
That's fantastic.
I have the traditional truffle that which I do with organic cream and organic honey and flavors. These are my latest and greatest. I say that every time. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky here. Wild rose from my backyard is flavoring the ganache in the middle. So that's
nice.
I'm using a 66% chocolate for the inside. Mm-hmm. And then I enrobe that in a 72% chocolate, all Valrhona. And dusted in powder. So you get a nice crunch on the outside and then a velvety, smooth, unctuous, and highly sexual center.
Right.
Sorry if that's inappropriate.
It isn't.
No.
No, we're talking about food here.
No, okay. It's like Oscar Wilde says, what does he say? He said, forget love, I'd rather fall in chocolate.
Yeah. So, yeah, so you've made your way here. As you said, you've gypsied around with the business, and you've made your way to the Valley and kind of fallen at least a bit in smitten, if not in love with the Valley. So you're going to probably set roots here a little bit?
Yeah, I've made a commitment.
Yeah?
I bought some snorkel gear.
Yeah. That is a commitment.
I have swimming trunks, and there's lots of sunshine and food and fun.
Great. So what does that mean then for ivanstruffles.com?
Well, hopefully it's going to be not only .com soon enough.
Right.
And
that's sort of what
storefront.
I'm pushing towards.
That's the dream. I have these two products here, the traditional truffles, and then by special order I've been doing these truffsicles, which are just the flavored ganache coated in cocoa on a little popsicle stick. That's, you know, it's easy and it's a quick fix. But I have a new product under development right now.
Nice.
Which I'm not going to talk about.
Of course.
But I think it's going to be revolutionary.
Really? Don't oversell it.
I don't want to toot my own horn too much, but I'm really excited about this idea.
That's awesome.
You
That's
guys
great.
Will be the first to try for sure.
Oh, wow.
That sounds great.
So do you think then that, are you, let's just say long range here. Let's say ivanstruffles.com, 10 years from now. Is there going to be, are you going to be a chocolatier of doing a full assortment, or are you going to stay with truffles? Where do you see it going?
Well, I'm going to stay with truffles for now.
And, right.
You know, every time I've tried to push this business, it's done nothing for me.
Right.
I shouldn't say nothing. It's kept me busy and passionate, but
right.
It hasn't been as fruitful. And so now working with you guys at the Atlas Cafe, meeting people and kind of having it as a hobby that I'm really passionate about and can try new things, people are gravitating. The energy shifted into something that's fun and positive and new and exciting. And I can play with it and it's no pressure. And and I can just be in love with that, you know?
Yeah, it's a great, really supporting environment, the not just at Atlas, but also beyond. There's a lot of everybody's really encouraging of one another to get out there and carve their little niche out and make something in the culinary world here. You
I
know?
Can't get over it. It's like paradise here. It's paradise.
Yeah. It's a,
so great. Now here's a question for if people are looking to try some of your truffles, how do we line them up there?
Well, you can visit ivanstruffles.com and shoot me a line on the message board. Mm-hmm. Or come into the Atlas Cafe and eat a meal and drink some wine and maybe see me. I don't know. Talk to Chef John and Darren. Right. I don't know. I'm around.
It's around.
No, okay, that's great. That's a great way of... Yeah. So you correspond via the message board?
Yeah. I'm keeping it really low-key right now, and I'm shifting the website around. I have 5 options for flavors available, but I think I'm just going to cut it to whatever I want to make.
Yeah.
And people can have that or not. And it's going to be a surprise. But usually it's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't know. You guys should really have one.
Oh, I will. I'm not going to do it on air because, well...
Then we started talking funny.
Nobody wants to hear me gumming through it, chewing.
Exactly.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for sitting down with us, Ivan. It was great to have you in
here.
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
It's been a treat.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. You've been listening to us at the Studio Live in Cumberland, BC. We graciously accept donations to help with the operating costs of the podcast or local ingredients to create new dishes in the Edible Valley Test Kitchen. Check out our website at ediblevalley.com.
And like us on Facebook and follow our Twitter feed at Edible Valley. Email us with your questions and comments at ediblevalley@gmail.com. We would love to hear your suggestions for guests or what you'd like to hear on our show. And don't hesitate to send Sean your cooking questions or pick our brains for local food information. Remember,
keep it local.